If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you, and welcome to the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves, the Ray Lucia program, 844-RAY-SHOW, the number, emails at raylucia.com, RAYLUCIA.com. Simply click on the Ask Ray button, and if you email me, this hour of Money Power, I'll get to it. I've already got Alexa and Jake standing by from last hour. And I will indeed get to those. But I've been thinking about this for a while, and I was reading about the locksmith's paradox the other day. And it reminded me of something that has been a pet peeve of mine for a long time as it relates to paying for advice, whether it be financial advice, legal advice, tax advice, or otherwise. And it reminded me of a situation I found myself in once upon a time. I had a good friend, still do, who was a tax attorney. And I had a CPA. And they both charged the same, we'll say $400 an hour, because I think that's what they charge now. Probably wasn't that much back then. But nonetheless, let's say it's $400 an hour. And one of them was really sharp, bright, in your face, not very patient, said stuff you didn't like, had nothing in common. And the other one was really nice and gentle and slow and methodical, et cetera, et cetera. And I used to hate to get their bills. And what reminded me of this was when I read the locksmith's paradox. I'll come back to that. Dan Ayerly is a professor of psychology and behavioral economics at Duke University. I've read a bunch of his stuff. He is really, really a smart guy. And he came across this paradox when attending a concert where he got chatting with a guy standing next to him who happened to be a locksmith. He explained to Ayerly that when he first started out working as an apprentice locksmith, it would take him a long time to pick a lock, and often he would break the lock in the process, meaning his clients not only had to pay for him picking the lock, but also a new lock. Now, I've had experience with this because when my brother-in-law died, we found a lockbox with all of his papers in it, but no key. So we called a locksmith. He came to the house. And ultimately, after about 2 hours, he ended up having to break the lockbox, and we had to buy a safe from him. Well, we didn't have to, but he upsold us a safe for $200. Kind of sucked. Had to pay for his time, plus the $200 safe. Anyway, let me read on. He explained that when he first started out working, as I said, it would take him a long time to pick the locks and he would break the locks. So despite his inexperience, he goes on, this locksmith said the clients never complained about how much he charged, and he normally received a decent tip in addition to his fee, which my wife and I did with the bozo that broke the lock and the lockbox. However, as he became more experienced in his craft, he was able not only to pick locks very quickly, often in under a minute, but could also do so without breaking the locks. But yet he encountered far more complaints about how much he was charging, and the tips became a thing of the past. It seems that people often value work done based on the amount of time it takes rather than valuing the competency and years of experience that someone might bring to their job. Rather than valuing what we receive, we base our views on value on the effort it took the person to do the job. Interesting concept, huh? That's what used to bug me. My buddy that was in your face, tax lawyer, but smart as the day is long, could answer a question in 10 seconds. He didn't have to research stuff on estate planning. He didn't have to research tax code. He didn't have to research corporate code because he knew it all. And I've learned this over the years the hard way. When going to an advisor, whether it's a legal advisor, a tax advisor, a financial advisor, a stock market advisor, or whatever the case may be, don't be afraid to pay the piper, because you will usually get exactly what you pay for. Many times we are just penny wise and pound foolish. We go cheap because that's the way our brains are wired. We think cheaper is better. But what I found with my tax lawyer and my CPA, they're both good guys, and they both charged about the same amount. In fact, I think the lawyer charged a little bit more. But when I went to the lawyer for answers to the questions, I usually got him in 10 seconds. And maybe he charged me for 15 minutes or 30 minutes of his time. Maybe it was an hour. When I went to the CPA, and this is not denigrating CPAs, I'm just giving you my own personal experience. 2 or 3 hours later, I'd get an answer. Cost me 3 times or 4 times more. Now, granted, maybe one went into the tax code and, you know, charted it out and did a super, super thorough job. But I wasn't, you know, asking for war and peace here. I just had a question. I just had a question. So it's really, really interesting when you apply this kind of logic to the financial planning and investment management business. Should one with more or less experience charge more or less? Or should it be whoever can get the job done based on their level of experience? It could be a very young person, but that young person is really focused on factor investing, for example, and you're interested in factor investing. Well, the young person may be much better than the old codger you've been working with for 30 years, because we didn't even know 30 years ago what factor investing was. So it's really, really interesting when you get down to the brass tacks of financial planning. There are so many intricate areas that having a team of people around you, including outside professional advisors that your planner can rely on, to cut down the time. We didn't even talk about the value of my time. When I was sitting in the CPA's office for 3-4 hours and he's researching the stuff on the spot, how much time am I burning that I could use more productively? As opposed to sitting with my lawyer in and out in 30 minutes, because he knew exactly where to go to find the information. I wasn't paying for him to do research. I mean, I used to get bills like that. Time spent researching X, Y, and Z. When X, Y, and Z should be known. It's one of the reasons why I decided early on in my career to get into the media side of things. Not because I'm an egomaniac, although that probably added to it. But because I learned a long time ago, the best way to learn is to teach. Because you must be prepared to do a talk show like this. And then also work another 7, 8, 10 hours a day on top of that. And so the lesson that I learned actually was the locksmith's paradox, wasn't it? The locksmith who could get the job done without breaking the lock and get it done in 1/5 of the time, but unfortunately not necessarily appreciated. I used to walk in to people's homes or their offices and I'd see a binder filled with all kinds of financial data produced by a computer program. Yeah, I did that once. I spent 40 grand back when 40 grand was a lot of money, not that it's not a lot now, on this massive IBM system that had to be cooled specially, and it produced an 82-page document that was beautiful. It was so beautiful, but it said nothing. And it's why I decided to become a student of this business and then teach every single day, because the best way to learn is to teach. The locksmith's paradox. Think about that. We'll be back. It's the Ray Lucia Show.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness, or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are, and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now, 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
If you are an entrepreneur, small business owner, wannabepreneur, or just looking to manage your assets, you found the right place. Biz Talk Radio.
Folks, this is the Ray Lucia Show, helping you to make better money moves. I've been bombarded by emails lately. Not only emails, it doesn't matter where I go. Usually it's at church or something like that. And people want to talk to me about the market. I don't want to be rude, but it's like, what am I going to tell them? Yeah, let me tell you exactly what's going to happen with the market. Anyway, so I thought I'd share some of this with you. Has the bear market arrived? History says no. John Sindrey, or Sindrew, wrote about this. The S&P 500, he says, is down about 9% over the past month. The all-country world index down about the same, 8.5. And there's no clear explanation. There's not. Investors have blamed tighter monetary policy, yes. Trade tensions, yes. Weakening economic conditions outside the U.S., yes. Strong dollar, yes. And I could go on and on with the list of reasons why. Tariffs. At the core of investors' fears lies the question of how much longer the stock market can keep powering ahead after its remarkable 10-year run. Analysts by U.S. Bank Morgan Stanley surveyed the past 65 years of the S&P 500 and the past 27 of the MSCI All Country World Index. And what they found is a sharp initial drop are hallmarks of a run-of-the-mill correction, not a crash. That's what we've seen recently. Corrections, 10% declines. That's what we define a correction as. A bear market's a 20% decline in equity prices. On average, after a correction, recovery follows within 6 months and a rally within a year. Again, these are not my prognostications. I'm just reporting what the stats say. From its last peak on September 20th until the recent market close, the S&P fell about 8%. That looks like a correction, not a bear market. In fact, following the 10 largest 35-day sell-offs, stocks ended up bouncing back in 9 out of the 10 cases. Only one eventually turned into a more sinister bear market. So here's what he closes with. A likely explanation, that is, of the recent market volatility, is that markets don't become smarter overnight. Useful information shows the end of the economic cycle drips in over time. In other words, it's not just some irrational move and boom, you're in a bear market. It's a slow death by a thousand cuts. So these types of erratic moves should not be the precursor, in your own mind anyway, to a bear market. Also, Robert Gordon wrote about this, that the market is not overvalued. That was surprising to me. Because literally everybody believes, at least that I know, that the market's overvalued. Of course, they've been believing it for the last 7-8 years. Now, Gordon is a highly distinguished economist and professor at Northwestern. Here's what he had to say. The economy's stable expansion will continue into 2019. The current economy is at a golden, in quotes, moment. Throughout the recovery, we've had an extended period of low inflation at or below the Fed's target of 2%. The average GDP growth rate, as you all know now, 3% in the first half of the year. Because you had 2 and a 4, you average them out, it's 3. We just got a report in the other day, third quarter, 3.5%. Stunning numbers, by the way. I mean, I know it doesn't sound like much, another 0.5% added on to the full percentage point that we've already grown. But the numbers, trust me on this, are stunning in terms of our economic growth. The unemployment rate at 3.7%, stunning. Make no mistake about it. He goes on. We also have seen a consistent decline in unemployment, dropping from 10% down, as I said, 3.7. Labor markets are tightening across the U.S. There are 18 U.S. states currently reporting unemployment at rates of 3.5% or below. Those numbers just out of control. Good. Some think they're even going lower from here. In fact, he says, how low can unemployment go, according to Gordon? We've got a ways to go still. He says it's going lower. He predicted that job growth will continue and the unemployment rate will go on to fall below 3%. That's just beyond belief. Exciting. In the last 4 years, the growth in employment has been incredibly stable. In that time, consumption has grown steadily at a higher rate than employment. This is a healthy sign that the two expansionary economic forces are feeding each other. Wow. What's unique to the current expansion, he said, is that deficits are getting bigger very late in the expansion. Historically, fiscal deficits grow during economic downturns, not during expansions. Well, that's true. We're spending money on tax cuts and all that, and one is feeding the other. I know there's a debt out there, and he's not saying that the stock market's going to go gangbusters from here. What he is saying, that the bears are wrong. And he and Wharton professor Jeremy Siegel, among the minority of scholars who aren't concerned about market valuations, here's what they said. It's patently obvious we're in, it's not patently obvious, we're in a stock market bubble. Clearly, increases in stock market returns will be less, if not zero, going forward, but the idea that we're on the verge of a 30 to 40% decline in the stock market is way too pessimistic. As long as there's not a significant upturn in inflation in the Fed's forecast, we're going to see a modest continued rise in short-term rates up to the 3% range, but no market crash. Remember, he's not saying it's not going to go down and up and down and up and average out flat. What he is saying is the 30 to 40% decline that many are predicting is bogus info. That's the other side of the coin. We'll be back.
Napa know-how.
Right now, Napa has 5-quart jugs of Pennzoil or Valvoline full synthetic motor oil for $23.99. That's one heck of a deal for all-weather engine protection. So whether you're driving in Phoenix, Arizona, Duluth, Minnesota, or down the street to the grocery store, the right oil for your ride is just $23.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 12/31/18.
Being a business owner or entrepreneur can feel lonely. Unless your friends have walked the same path, they just don't understand your passion. How many times have you been asked, when are you going to get a real job? And when you finally do make it big, all of a sudden the doubters tell you they always knew you would. Does this sound familiar? You see, at BizBot, we understand the road you're on because we're on the same path. That's why we created a club just for you. Meet other people on the same path you're on and get content that will help you grow your business. All for only $49.95 a year. And if you join today, you can get your first 30 days free with promo code RADIO. This is a limited time offer, so try it for free, and who knows, you might be able to help other members. Simply go to bizbod.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams, but now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz for you.
This is Biz Talk Radio.
Keep listening to this station or take us on the go by downloading our free smartphone app, Biz Talk Radio.
Folks, this is the Ray Lucia Show. We're just talking about Robert Gordon. He's the distinguished economist and professor at Northwestern University. He, along with Jeremy Siegel, he's the brilliant dude from Wharton. Really, really smart guys. And they're saying, wait a minute, despite what you may have read about the market being overvalued, we don't believe so. And we don't think that the market's going to crash 30, 40, 50%. Anytime soon. Now, their prognostications aren't any better than Harry Dent's or any of the others that are saying, you know, it's Armageddon all over again. It's just hard for me with the economic conditions as they sit today to get behind this, you know, scenario that says it's going to be another 40, 50% crash. I just find it very, very, very hard to believe. I know the Federal Reserve is on a tear. They're raising rates, and the president wants to fire. I mean, he's not going to fire the guy. He shouldn't even be talking about it. But the fact of the matter is the inflation rate is still relatively low, although going up, no doubt. And the Fed's mandate is to stave off future inflation. The way they do that is they raise rates, and many times they get it wrong. They raise them too much, too quick. And that's where you get the so-called hard landing and the market crashes. But many think, including Gordon, that really with the economic conditions as they are, the market's not going to crash. It's just going to sort of stagnate the way it's been this whole year. You know, the market's what? Basically flat year to date. Started out the year really good. Then late January, it, you know, had a correction of sorts. Then it's worked its way back to a new record high. And then now it's off the highs for a year-to-date performance of basically flat. So if the market stagnates from here, what's the best thing you can do? I get that question all the time. I don't have a good answer, except that you just have to go back, take a look at where you've been. Folks, the stock market has gone nothing but up since March 9th of 2009. Have you done any reshuffling of the deck? I mean, if you looked at your portfolio lately, your tech stocks have probably been out of control good, and your small caps have probably been in the tank. That's what rebalancing is all about. You might also be looking at other alternative strategies, selling some stuff off the top. You might be looking at a Roth conversion. I mean, since the market's gone down a little bit in the recent past, maybe take a look at your portfolio and find something that's gone down and do a Roth conversion, because maybe that's the portfolio that's poised to go up. So we should probably review some of the rules on Roth IRAs, because when and if the downturn hits, that is a beautiful time for you to convert to a Roth and get tax-free growth on the gains from that point forward. Because remember, the markets do always come back. Sometimes they're back within 6 months. Sometimes it's a year or two. Sometimes it's a little bit longer. Usually it's shorter, but in order for you to have a Roth IRA, not a conversion, in order for you to have a Roth IRA, you must have earned income to contribute. Remember the contribution limits, $5,500 if you're under 50, $6,500 if you're over 50. Now, there are some income limits once you get to like 200 grand, 199 to be exact, you're phased out of being able to do a Roth. Anyone can do a Roth conversion, however. And we've discussed many times how to do a Roth through the back door. Anyone can make, anyone with earned income, I should say, can make a non-deductible or a post-tax IRA contribution. And anyone can therefore, after the contribution is made, convert that contribution to a Roth. However, there are aggregation rules. So if you have other pre-tax IRAs, you'll have to get rid of them before this technique works. How do you get rid of them? You roll them into a 401k or qualified plan. Then you can do backdoor Roth IRAs. Now, if you have a spouse that doesn't have any IRAs, you can do a spousal deduction, over $50, $6,500 for him or her. So there are ways to get money into a Roth. Now, when we talk about Roth conversions, it's a little different story. Because now anyone can do a conversion, but whether or not you should do a conversion is something that you're going to have to review with your financial advisor. Because paying tax now, if you're 72 years old, paying the taxes now may not be as good a deal as paying the taxes prospectively as you take money out or leaving the money to someone that's going to be in a lower tax bracket than you. When we are talking Roth, we are discussing generational tax planning. Because remember, the beneficiary will be responsible to pay the taxes on a traditional IRA. If that beneficiary is a spouse, the spouse can roll that beneficiary IRA into their own IRA without penalties and without taxes. They may need to take a required minimum distribution depending on their age and so forth. They may want to do a conversion themselves. But by and large, I want to know, whoever is on the inheritance side of this IRA, what their tax bracket may be. I mean, if your kid's a thoracic surgeon, then you might want to take the money out or do Roth conversions yourself and leave them a tax-free Roth. Because the rules are, if you inherit a Roth IRA and you're a non-spouse beneficiary, you still have to take a required minimum distribution, but that number is in the tiny percents, 2, 3, 4%. And it's all going to be tax-free out of a Roth. If you earn more than that, those excess earnings are growing tax-free inside the Roth. So if you're a high-income beneficiary and your parents are in low-income tax brackets, encourage them to do a Roth conversion if you and the siblings are going to be the ones inheriting the money. Now, there are reasons for individuals to do Roth conversions, lots of reasons. One that comes to mind is having some tax-free money to blend with your other post-tax and pre-tax money so that you can minimize the taxation on required minimum distributions, on Social Security, and so forth. Having a bucket of tax-free money makes a lot of sense, but you always must ask the question, at what cost? What is the cost? If you convert $100,000 and it costs you $30,000 in taxes, how many years of tax-free growth on that $100,000 is it going to take to offset the benefits of just leaving the money alone or moving it into a tax-free environment? usually that number is fairly long in the 20 some odd year category. So a 75-year-old might not benefit. A 45-year-old definitely would benefit. But I emphasize, do not do any conversions without having a serious conversation with a qualified financial advisor. But now's the time to be thinking about it, because your portfolios are flat to down. And dollar averaging back in at these little bit lower levels might make some sense. So here's what I want you to do. Call your financial planner, your financial advisor today, and set up a before year end consultation to talk about conversions, to talk about tax planning, to talk about charitable giving, to talk about your rebalancing your portfolio, and whether or not this is a good time for you to be buying or selling. Remember, there are distributions coming very, very soon, too, on mutual funds. We'll be back.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@biztv.com.
Attention investors. Respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Missed an episode of your favorite show? No worries. Catch all the episodes on demand at biztalkradio.com.
Folks, this is the Ray Lucia Show, heard every single day, 2 hours a day, on Biz Talk Radio and Biz TV. We appreciate them every single day that goes by. Been great supporters over the years, and we thank them. All right, it is time for some emails. Alexa is first up. I'm planning a wedding. We haven't really gotten into the nuts and bolts of money yet. Really? So I'm looking for advice. Some have said to keep our money separate. Some said to combine it into one account. What do you say? I say go see a marriage counselor. That's what I think. That's what I think. Because you guys, I mean, I don't know how far away you are from actually getting married, but not having had a conversation about it doesn't make any sense. Would you guys just meet? No, this is not good. Listen, I'm a horrible person to ask about this, because when I got married and they said till death do you part, the priest, as it were, I guess we kind of meant it. So we're going on, 46 years now. But I think it's a real problem. Now, obviously, if you've both been married before, you have other assets and all that, prenups, and I get all that. But I'm assuming, and I could be wrong, that this is a first for both of you. And if it's a first for both of you, you probably haven't amassed tons of money. So I guess if it were me, I'd say, well, are we planning our divorce before we even get married? That we're going to have to keep our finances totally separate? I know in the in this era that we're in today, that's probably not a very popular thing to say or popular view, with a divorce rate at 50% or whatever. That's why I'm a terrible person to ask about this, because I happen to believe that if you're going to pull the trigger and get married, then it should be a lifetime thing. Now, I'm also not stupid that if you're 50 years old and you've amassed a house and assets and 401ks and all that stuff, and the person that you're marrying has a house and assets and kids from a prior marriage and all that, I'm not suggesting that's not a complicated financial situation, because it is. It's a very complicated financial situation. It needs to be talked through. But it certainly needs to be talked through with you and your fiancé for sure. Because I think you're walking in some very, very dangerous areas here. But that's just me. That is just me. Alexa, I wish you the best. I seriously believe you should go to someone and get some pre-marriage counseling to make it easy on both of you. Because I know it's not easy to talk about this stuff. And I've had four kids. Two of them, marriage has worked out great. Two of them, not so great. So we're on a 50% track, too. And we, Jeannie and I, think we raised them the same way. It's just stuff happens in life. I get that. I get it. But I'm a horrible person to ask, so ask somebody else. Sorry about that. Jake is next. I'm sitting on a million smackaroos. I'm sitting on $1 million, mostly in pre-tax accounts. I'm 64 and married, looking to retire next year. How can I save on taxes? Wow, that's not going to be easy, Jake, because if you have $1 million in pre-tax account, the money coming out is going to be taxable. Now, there are some so-called tax shelters. Most of them have very little economics associated with them or are high audit risks that your CPA probably would not be too kind of or kind on. So I'm not going to get into that. But there are a couple of strategies that one might employ here. For example, postponing, you're 64 right now, postponing your Social Security seems to make a lot of sense to me, because by being able to postpone your Social Security, you're actually going to be potentially increasing the amount of money that you have for yourself in retirement, for your spouse in a survival situation. And it might also lower taxes in the future, because you'll pay less tax on your Social Security earnings than you will pay on your actual earnings. So that's one thing that comes to mind. The other thing that comes to mind is a reverse mortgage strategy. Remember, money you get out of a reverse mortgage is tax-free money. You could live on that tax-free money while you do potential Roth conversions, and the Roth conversions later on may be able to save you taxes down the road. Now, as I said before, you know, you've got to have, at least one of you has to have a life expectancy to have that strategy make sense. But I think so many people poo-poo the whole idea of a reverse mortgage, when in reality it can be an excellent planning tool. Now, once again, the heirs may not like it as much as you like it, but this isn't about the heirs. And incidentally, studies have shown that the heirs end up, depending on how long you live, if you live beyond normal life expectancy, 84, 85, the heirs could end up better off than inheriting the house. All right, Richard, I'm a consultant at age 68. I thought I heard you say that I could put 100% of my $120,000 income away pre-tax. We're selling some property next year with a substantial gain and would like to save taxes. Well, yeah, if you're self-employed as a consultant, you may, in fact, be able to set up what is called a defined benefit or a cash balance plan and shelter 100% of your pay. Now, if you're unincorporated, you won't be able to save the FICA tax, and it's too late in the year, in my opinion, to incorporate. But you could incorporate with a start date of January 1, and next year, when you're getting this big windfall from the sale of property, potentially shelter all $120,000. And let's count with our fingers. We're going to save 15.3% of that. That's what, 17 grand or so in FICA Medicare tax. It's going to probably save you, I don't know, 20 grand at least in federal and state income tax. We're talking about 35, 40 grand here or more. So yes, you can do that. You need to talk to a tax consultant, a pension lawyer, a CPA, a financial advisor that understands retirement planning. I'm out of time. Thank you. Make it a blessed day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of the station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take
questions
online.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.